God has for all of us in 2019 as we hear from our staff.
Good morning. I have responsibility in two different areas that I'm going to share with you this morning. The first is in pastoral care. And you might be saying, well, what does that? And basically, that is just being there for one another in times of joy and celebration and in times of need and grief. Our church body has over 250 members that are 65 and plus. And about 25 of those members are shut-ins. And we currently have some people that are visiting those shut-ins and other people, but that's one of my goals, is to increase those visitation teams. So if you would like to be on one of those teams, I would love to have you. If you want to make some contact with some of our shut-ins and others that need just a visit or a check-on. And we currently mail all our shut-ins the concern list and the bulletin because we want them to be connected to Westmead. And I'm looking for more ways that we can connect those people that have faithfully served us and would love to be here, but most of them physically cannot come anymore. And also to let them know that our deacons are available for anybody that has needs. We have a team within our deacons that help meet needs if you have a need in your home or other things that they can do for you. The second part of that is our city also has programs and opportunities for our seniors to both be served and to serve. And so I'm going to make that more, have some sessions and have some education in that area so you know what is available in our community to help serve you and to serve. And, you know, just an example of that is there's a program through Community Action called Senior Buddies. And you may know some senior adults that may need a companion just to help them with simple things or to spend some time with them. And that's one of those of both serving and being served. You can be a senior companion, or you can, maybe you need a senior companion. And then the other part is reconnecting generations. And this goes clear back of when we did Building Blocks, Building Lives. That was one of our five R's of reconnecting generations, because every generation is valuable. And we want to just celebrate the valueness of coming together, and we've done that in some ways, as in, you know, last summer we had our summer nights that everybody was together and we got to know each other a little bit better in those areas. In our small groups, we're encouraging diversity in the ages of those small groups, and then even we have some Sunday school classes that have adopted one another. So we want to keep that area going and look for other ways to connect and to share our valueness together, because, you know, our senior adults, guys, you are the backbone of Westmead. I believe that. And you know things that we need to know, that our younger generations need to know, and our younger generation need to know, have value and have wisdom that we need to share with our older generation. So that's a big part of that. This last week, I was asked, how long is your arm in visiting? And I answered, as long as it needs to be. And that's the truth. We have people that need a touch from Westmead Baptist Church. And we're known throughout our community for our hospital visits and our visits in other care facilities. There's many that I go to that they say nobody else comes, and that makes me sad. So if you would like to share, and if you would like to be on those visitation teams, I would love to have you, so contact me on that. My other part is missional living, and missional living is one of our five core values of Westmead Baptist Church. It's not about a mission trip. It's about being a believer of Jesus Christ, our lives, telling others about Jesus and how he impacts our life. Missions is just that, telling others about Jesus. wherever we are, in all the ways that God provides for us. We've done an excellent job in that. I want to say thank you, one, so much. Last Sunday, I was overwhelmed with the amount of food that was brought into this place to give out for Feed the Need. That's a big need indicator. We have a huge population of poverty, and the children suffer in that. So we packed 80 bags. Our King's Kids helped us do that this last week, and we packed 80 bags that'll go out each month to do that. And so that's a huge way. We financially support other agencies. You've already heard from Verona this morning about things that we can do for Save a Life. We financially support them, but she would love to have volunteers or other people, anybody that can come, and she will find you a job to do at Save a Life. But most of all, we need to be praying for these agencies. Other things that we support are First Priority Kids, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Feed the Need, Clothe Our Kids, and many others that we can be a part of. And so that's one of my goals, is to highlight different ministries each quarter so we know how we can be a part of ministries right here in our community. From meeting needs here to other opportunities in the United States, the first thing we do is we are praying. Right now, we are praying about where God wants us to be in other places here, whether it's planting a church, whether it's joining another mission organization in action, or whether it's taking our resources and doing something new. Internationally, we have contacts in the Dominican Republic, and we are going there this year. We also have contacts in Honduras and Guatemala. But the question is, how long is God's arm? And there's not an answer to that, because that is depending on where we are willing to go to and how we are willing to serve Him. So our goal is to pray about how we are to be involved. How can you be involved? To check out the opportunities that God puts in your pathway, and then to obey God's calling and prompting in your life. One of the things that we are going to do is to create a missions team to help us, a group of people that this is going to be what we want you to do, to help us pray, to help us seek where God wants us to go, and for us to be obedient in our calling to Him. So that is the two areas that I am most involved in, and I appreciate your help. I appreciate your willingness and just the way that you let God use you in all these things. Thank you.
If I go into a coughing fit, I apologize first and foremost. One of the things that I was blessed by when I started here at Westmead just a little over a year ago was going into some of the teaching times and hearing the answers that I would be given from our kids. That's because they were taught very well. If you knew the amount of times I had to kind of make things up on the fly to add to it, because when I would say something or ask a question, they would go ahead and just teach the lesson with their answers, and then I'm going, okay, you did that better than I did or could. So I came here with a great foundation already set with the knowledge that our kids have. And I tell you that to say, while that will all obviously always be one of the things that we will hold dear and will be a goal, one of the things that I would love to see happen in our children's ministry in the years to come is seeing them involved throughout our church. I think that's one of the things that maybe I was brought here for, the thoughts behind bringing in, or whenever it was, you know, this position came available, was seeing just how we can connect the kids with their parents, with their grandparents, with the senior adult class that meets right there or the one that's right back there, seeing them intermingling within our church family and not just a separate ministry of that, you know, just so happened to meet under Westmead's roof. And so that is one of my goals for this year. I want to see our kids involved. Not that they haven't been before, but I want to see them passing offering plates. I want to see them standing beside their parents as you are handing out bulletins and greeting people when they come in. I want to see them involved and interacting, not just because I just think they should, but one of the things that Julie just said a minute ago is we've got to learn that we all need to learn from each other. If you talk about one of the most serving generations, it is probably our more senior adult generation or those who serve so well. I need our kids to learn that from you. And they do that by doing it beside you. And so that is my goal for that ministry. As far as family ministry is concerned, I want to thank you for being patient with me over this last year. Kind of jumped in some waters I'd never thought about jumping into before. And so you've been patient with me to figure out maybe a tad of what children's ministry is about. But this year is really when I want to drive home the family ministry side. And that means connecting you parents, you grandparents, with your kids and your grandkids. I was asked or heard a guy speak a while back, and he said, why do you put things on your calendar, or why do you do the things that you do? Is it to fill space? Is it because some church down the street did it? Is it because it's just another good idea, or it's the latest thing to do? And he said, if any of those things are, you know, for those reasons, then the quality and the emphasis behind it may not be what it should be. And so with that in mind, I want us to think through as we plan things, as we do things this upcoming year, I want to be a bridge, and I don't know exactly what that looks like. I need to hear from you on that. But I want to be a bridge that can help connect all the different age ministries within this church and under your roofs. I want to add value to your calendar. I want the things that we do for you to be able to look back at the end of the year and go, that was definitely worth it. And not, well, I'm glad we had something in May, because that's sometimes why we do things, is so we can have something on the calendar in May. So I want there to be purpose behind what we do. I want it to enhance the things that you schedule into your life. And I want it to meet a need. I can plan all sorts of great things. The staff can plan all sorts of great things. And if it's not meeting a need, then it's good, but it's maybe not great. And so that's what I hope to accomplish this upcoming year, is to meet a need in your homes, meet a need within your families and within this church family. So please be in prayer for me with that.
Emily, this is Lance Breedlove, Director of Small Groups at Westmead. As of right now, Lord willing, I will be on a plane to Salt Lake City, Utah. So you're stuck with me talking to you on the screen about the future and the vision of small groups. So I just wanted to share with you a couple of things that I'm excited about that we will continue is the multi-generational aspect of small groups. We have older, more experienced people that are coming to small groups that are mixing with some younger couples or younger singles, and I myself have definitely benefited from this aspect, as well as my wife, and I know we've had a lot of other people to share comments, positive comments about this issue, so we want to definitely continue that. A couple of new things that I'd like to talk about is we want every member of Westmead Baptist Church to be a part of small groups. We want to encourage you to get involved in small groups, because that's where we can experience deeper biblical community together. A couple of new things. One, we would like to start a men's small group. This is a men-only small group where they come in and to discuss things that men are dealing with, discuss the issues to help them be better men of God, but also if their husbands, help them to lead their families. And so that's one thing we want to do. Another new thing that we'd like to have in future vision for small groups is have a women's only small group where they come and discuss the Word of God, discuss issues that they're dealing with, how they can be godly women, how they can be better wives as they lead and assist with their husband and the family. So we're excited about that. One other thing that we'd like to do is have a seeker-only small group. This would be an open small group where seekers come. Seekers would be those who are interested in the Word of God, but not necessarily sold out and believe the Word of God. This is for people that are interested in God, but they not totally believe in God. And this is where we would have leaders there that would lead people ultimately to Jesus Christ. And we definitely are excited about that. But so the future is bright. We're looking forward. Those are just a few things, about 2 to 5 years, that we want to start. And so I want to encourage you to get involved in a small group if you're not already. God bless you, and I'll see you soon.
So if you're on video, you don't get a clap. Okay. As director of education, it's not hard to see the nature and the picture of what the goal is, because Jesus walked on the earth and showed a pattern, a plan, a model of what it looks like to be a disciple of himself. And I'll narrow it down to three: focusing on making and building relationships. Focusing on building relationships. Focusing on meeting needs. And focusing on learning and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's not number three because it's last in order, but that's the pattern of Christ. He would get to know people, he would connect with people, he would minister to people, and then he would share who he was, which was the most important thing that ever happened. But I also want to add to this, which is part of a goal for this coming year, is focus on building relationships inside and outside the church. For unbelievers to be able to hear from us, to be invited to be a part of what God's doing. Focusing on meeting needs inside and outside the church. And we reap the reward of that in the end when we have the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ inside and outside the church as you invite people to come, and it happens. People are coming, and God's blessing in such a way so that they can come to know him as Savior, participate in one of my major areas, Sunday school class, which is a small family of people working together, learning God's word. And then the other area that I'm responsible for is life classes. We have 2 series a year. The Bible is still the basis for life classes, but it's topically oriented. Sometimes it's studying some of the facets of life. Sometimes it's studying some of the battles we face in life. And the small groups that meet in those life classes get an opportunity to get to know one another and to help one another to work through the struggles of life. Where there will be struggles of life. And the heart of life classes is to be able to face head on and hit the target of the things that we wrestle with that can hinder us from being everything God wants us to be. Outreach is my heart. So if you're interested, I try to visit, a door visit at least, to those who visit our church. But I could use some help if you would like to participate in just doing a door visit. I have some people invite me in 2 or 3 times, and I just say, no, I surprised you. I just wanted to come by and say we're glad to see you at Westmead Baptist Church. I'm in the wrong place. I'm going to have to start over. At Westmead Baptist Church, and I give them a card and say, call me if you have any questions. And I've had several people call. So I pray that you'll be praying with me as we expand, continue to start new Sunday school classes, and also you engage me and say, I want to be helpful in reaching people for Christ outside of this church as Brother Hill so graciously and wonderfully shared with us a few nights ago. Thank you.
Because God has loved us, we will love the Lord lavishly, and by our love expose others to His goodness, so that others can worship God too. That is the aim and goal and purpose of everything that the Westmead Baptist Church, Johnny, the Westmead Music Ministry attempts to do. Because God loved us, it has always been and shall always be God's initiative that allows us to be a part of His family and His work. But God demonstrates His love in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We will love the Lord lavishly. That's an all-in, coach, all-out kind of love. It's an all-encompassing kind of love for God. It's a all my heart and all my mind and all my soul and all my strength kind of love for God. We give it all because He's worth it all. And by our love, expose others to His goodness. It is our privilege and our call to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and make disciples of Him. And Pastor, here's our therefore. So that others can worship God too. The Bible says in the book of Revelation that one day, someday, sooner than ever before, there will be gathered round the throne of God men, women, boys, and girls from every single tribe, tongue, and nation. We get to be a part of that. In 2019, we will seek to center everything we do on the gospel of Jesus Christ. This will result in team members who, because of their salvation in Christ, will live, share, and invest in the gospel. This mandates that we deliver as of first importance that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. In 2019, we will seek to be intentionally and thoroughly biblical. This will result in team members who, because their minds are being shaped by the Word of God, are being conformed into the people of God. It mandates that we read, memorize, sing, share, and cherish the Word of God. In 2019, we will see the consistent filling of the Holy Spirit. This will result in team members who, because of the filling and anointing of God's Spirit, are more passionate about God than anything else. It mandates that we pray for the power of God and pursue the presence of God. In 2019, we will seek to extend the grace of God in Jesus Christ. This will result in team members who, because of God's grace toward them, will disciple, mentor, encourage, and love others. It mandates that we serve everyone with patience, authenticity, and zeal. In 2019, we will seek to make God's glory known to the ends of the earth. This will result in team members who, for the sake of the gospel, sacrifice all to make Him known. It mandates that we share the gospel personally and corporately so that people of every tribe, tongue, and nation might worship God. So, David, how are we going to do it? I call it the 2x4 method. That's because that's what you have to use on my head to get me to understand. 2x4. 2 ways we will experience health and growth, and 4 ways we will function in ministry. 2 ways we will experience health and growth. First, be accountable to our family. I got a text message while the choir was singing so beautifully. My child interrupted me on a text message. So I'm reading my music off this thing, and my text message came up. It said, "I'm praying for you this morning. How are you feeling? Love you, mean it." That's for my daughter. That don't mean nothing to you, but it does to me because it's my kid. Right? The same love that my kid has for me and the same love I have for my kid, because of Jesus Christ, we are accountable to one another. That's the love that binds us together. This isn't a Sunday morning only deal. This is an all the time deal because of Jesus. We are accountable to one another. Second, be on mission where we live, where we work, and where we play. Finally, 4 ways we're going to function: creatively, contextually, compassionately, and Christologically. Because God has loved us, we will love the Lord lavishly and by our love expose others to His goodness so that others can worship God too. Join us in this good work and this high calling.
Hello, Westmead Baptist Church. It's 2019, and thank God for another year to serve Him. God is doing great and wondrous works amongst you already. It's our pleasure that we will join you shortly, but for now, we just want to give you something to soak in. Students are my passion and my calling, and I want to see each student doing wonderful, mighty things for the King and His kingdom. But first and foremost, we need to know that each lost student gets led to the cross of Jesus Christ and begins that personal, intimate relationship with Him that we all know so well. Second, we want to empower, equip, and energize the believers to become agents of change and disciple-making machines. Third is to see each student living missionally and with full intentionality for the King and His kingdom. I have a sense of urgency to fulfill the Great Commission as found in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Fourth, I want us to do our part to help end nominal Christian high school graduates that leave the church because he or she, they just don't feel a deep connection or find it relevant for their adult life. And a huge part of this is making a connection as early as possible with others here at Westmead, as well as the Big C Church, and helping them to build Christ-sharing relationships so that they may develop into lifelong, sold-out carriers of the cross. These are some of the building blocks, the core essentials that will make 2019 great. They also are some of the essentials for a lasting, vibrant student ministry here at Westmead. Join me as we lift our prayers and our eyes to the Maker of the universe to empower us, His servants, for the best 2019 and for the sake and for the glory of our God. Thank you for the awesome privilege of joining a great team of servants here at Westmead. 2019 is going to be greater and greater than we could possibly have ever imagined. Thank you.
So as the staff goes back down, verbal cue, points you to Psalms 127, verse 1a. It says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain." I have the privilege of getting to be around these incredible people every day. And when it came time to looking at 2019 and where are we headed, where are we going, man, I was like, man, our church needs to hear from our team of leadership. Because that gets me excited. I don't know about you. I love how the fact that they came up with all these things on their own, but yet you could see connective tissue and strings that united the different things they said, from intergenerational growth and discipleship to reaching others to how we reach out. I mean, it's just there, man. It's just there. But if we're going to sit back and look at our staff and say, well, that's some really great ideas, you guys better go knock it out, then the builders will labor in vain. So these things that were just shared with you are goals of our church. And these are the things that this team has laid before God himself and said, God, is this what you would have of Westmead Baptist Church? And the area of ministry I'm responsible for, is this a way that we could serve and glorify your name and your kingdom through these things? These people have brought these goals before the Lord. And the fact that they shared them with us tells me that God said yes. So what is your role in this? Several weeks ago, I asked you to share with me your thoughts on what you believe about Westmead Baptist Church. I'd like to share with one of those responses today. It says, Westmead Baptist Church is a place to belong. I love that motto. It says bunches. I've been a member since the 60s. Yeah, I know I'm old. Seen Jesus in many ways, doing many things through the years. To me, Westmead is a church that is about Jesus, the gospel, the love, the life, the living. I love that somebody says, that's what I believe about Westmead. And I look forward to sharing with you more of what other of you shared about what we believe about Westmead. But what we believe about something will determine what we do about it. What we believe about something will determine what we do about it. This morning in Sunday school, I was hanging out with some of the most amazing people ever, and we were talking about, as we walked through Exodus, and we talked about have you ever gone to great lengths to protect something of great value? And there was a lot of great answers, and maybe you talked about it in your Sunday school class this morning. Because the reason we value something so greatly is because we believe in its potential. Parents, you have children. You value them because you believe in their great potential. And what you believe about those children determines what you do about parenting those children. Am I right? So if we believe something about Westmead Baptist Church, then we're going to put our efforts behind it to see it through. I could share with you for the next 27 hours about the goals that I would love to see us attain and achieve at Westmead Baptist Church, but I have a feeling that at least one of you would get up and leave before I finish that list. 27 hours, for those of you who weren't listening a minute ago. But I believe great things about Westmead Baptist Church. I can tell you what I believe about it. I believe that God has called Westmead Baptist Church to be here for a reason, and I believe that every single person contributes to that reason. I believe we need to be intentional about removing the obstacles that we place in our way, whether it's our own agendas or whether it's something from the past that we've carried over with us. It might be something that we're dealing with personally. It might be something that we're dealing with called a debt that is an obstacle. It's a stumbling block for us to running full speed ahead for what God has called us to do. But I believe God has put these goals in front of us to achieve, to celebrate victory in his name. And here we are heading into 2019. If I were to ask you to follow the staff and say, hey, come share with the church, what are your goals for 2019? What would you say? What would you say your goals were in pertaining to the church that you call home for 2019? Would it tie in with some of these things? Would it be kingdom focused? Would you share boldly and confidently, or are you saying, you know what, I still don't know what my goals are for my involvement in God's kingdom through our church? Then this morning, is in just a minute, when we move to a time of invitation, I invite you to be intentional about finding and making goals for you and your involvement in the kingdom of God. And we have a prayer time every week. We have it during the service where people come down. This altar is open the entire time that we're in here together. And I encourage you during our invitation that if you just want to bring your goals before the Lord physically in the sense as an act of moving towards the Lord, then do so during our invitation time and say, God, I'm ready to have goals. God, I heard what one of those staff members shared, and I want to be a part of that, God. I want to be a part of doing something like that. I want to be part of reaching somebody like that. You might say, I have goals that weren't mentioned, and maybe that's God's way of saying, then lead, then go, then step out in faith and watch me do great things through your obedience. And if so, then do so. But it's time for us as a church to plan to be a part of what God is doing here. We just had an incredible week called Reset. And I cannot tell you the different stories and one-liners and texts and phone calls and emails that I've gotten from each one of you that have talked about how God blessed you or revealed himself to you or challenged you or encouraged you through this past week. But the question still remains, and it was asked almost every single night, what are you going to do about it now? Because now is all we got. Not last week. Not 2018, now. No opportunity wasted, now. Proverbs 16, verse 9 says this, In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. And this morning, as we prepare to close, I ask you as a church that we make that our prayer today. That we have plotted the course that we feel God leading us on, but we ask the Lord to plant our steps along the path, every step of the journey, that it is nothing of us, that it is not a reflection of the staff, it is not a reflection of the leadership, it is not a reflection of your teacher, but it is a reflection of the obedience of God's people, that we would pray collectively and individually, God, plant my steps where you're calling me to go, so that everything can be seen as a reflection of you. Therefore, people see Jesus. And it might open up opportunities for you to share with somebody about the love and grace of Jesus Christ, of how living a perfect life laid it down for the glory of God the Father, for the benefit of humanity, so that we may know what love is. And maybe this talk of goals and this idea of what we want to do as a body of believers, maybe you're sitting here thinking, man, I don't even know what any of this is all about. It starts with a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And maybe that needs to be your first goal that you conquer. Maybe the first goal that you let conquer you is that you give your life to Christ in trusting of a forgiveness of sins, an assurance of a life and life to the full. And if that's you this morning, I would love to talk with you more about that this morning. But whatever it is, let's move towards the Father and ask him to do great things in our church, and may he do it through our obedience. Will you pray with me? God, the fun thing about goals is we see kind of where we're headed. We might even get a glimpse of a product that's waiting for us down the line. But God, the journey, the adventure that you've called us on is something that we've got to let go of. That we can't plot and plan and map out, but God, we have to move. We have to go. We have to be obedient in what you've called us to, God. And for people in this room, that looks about as different as the people in this room look, God. Because, God, the goals that you've called us on, it's your goals, it's not ours. So we have to first be submissive that it may not be what we desire. But, God, we read at the very beginning that if we just delight ourselves in you, that you give us the desires of our heart. And you reveal those to us so that we follow in obedience. So God, this morning I pray that if somebody in here is struggling with the obedience factor of following after you, that they would lay it down so that they may see the desires of their heart that you created in them by delighting in you. God, if there are people in this room that know you've called them to something or to step out and to lead or step out and serve, but God, they're struggling with obedience, Father, may today be a turning point in their lives that they give it all to you. Father, if there is somebody here whose stronghold is their pride, that those walls would fall like the walls of Jericho and that lives would be transformed because you are greater. Father, if there is someone in this room that does not have a relationship with you, they don't know you, God, because they have never given their life to you through Christ, I pray today they would ask the simple question of, what does it mean to be a believer in Jesus Christ? Father, I would be delighted if they asked me. There are people in this room they could ask, but God, may they not leave this place till they ask someone that question. God, whatever it is, even if it's a commitment, God, you're calling us to today, may we respond in obedience so that your will be done, your kingdom come on earth, at Westmead in Decatur as it is in heaven. God, may we be obedient even this morning. In your name we pray. Amen.